I'm a bad person. I do know. I am aware that I'm a bad person. And there's myriad examples of this. I'll give you one. I was driving down the road. I saw a billboard. The billboard said this: Jesus Christ is the only Lord and Savior. Now, what does it say about me? That my reaction to reading this billboard was to say out loud, and keep in mind, I'm driving by myself, was to say this: fuck you. It's a horrible thing to say to a billboard. I'd seen a lot of other billboards during the drive that day. Didn't say fuck you to any of them. You know, I'd seen maybe 20 billboards for Cracker Barrel. You know, not once was I like, fuck you, Cracker Barrel! Even though my personal relationship with Cracker Barrel is far worse than my personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has never given me diarrhea, for example. Maybe he has, I don't know. Jesus is all powerful. Maybe there have been times in my life where I've had stomach cramps and somewhere Jesus was going, eh, heh, 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 heh. Christians are the worst. Not you guys. You guys are awesome. Other Christians. Because they always want to convert you. You know what I mean? They always make it their business to save your fucking soul. I hate that. And if you ask them why they want to convert you, they say this: because we love you. We love you. Fuck you. You don't love me. If you loved me, what is love? Love is accepting somebody for who they are. If you loved me, you would accept me for who I am. Somebody who hates you. I'm such a bad Christian, you guys. The fact that I'm Jewish only makes it worse. You have to give the Christians credit, though, and I do give them credit, because Christianity has survived, it has flourished. Judaism, on the other hand, is a dying religion. You know, you will never find a Jew knocking on your door going, hey, wanna be a Jew? Huh? Free hats! I saw a bumper sticker, same message, not what you say, how you say it. I had a totally different reaction to it. I was totally cool with it. The bumper sticker said this: I heart Jesus. And I was cool with that because I heart shit, you know? I heart Smurfs, for example. Where I would have had a problem with this bumper sticker is if it had said, I heart Jesus, and so should you, or you're gonna burn in hell, Kikey McFucking Kike. Then I would have had a problem with that bumper sticker, you guys. And not just because of the message, but because I'm a very slow reader. I saw this bumper sticker. Bumper stickers, in my mind, are kind of annoying. You know what I mean? That there's anything that's so important that we have to communicate to every other person on the road that we have to put it on our fucking cars. I saw this bumper sticker that said this: don't blame me, I voted for John Kerry. And I thought, what a whiny fucking bumper sticker this is. If you're gonna read it out loud, you should read it out loud like this: don't blame me, I voted for John Kerry. And is somebody fucking blaming this guy? You know what I mean? Is somebody like, that fucking war in Iraq? This is all Bob's fault. Hey, don't blame Bob. He voted for John Kerry. All right, Bob. They're off the hook this time. It's a good thing you have proof. Guys, ever seen this bumper sticker? Don't like my driving? Call 1-800-EAT-SHIT! Mm.
The bumper sticker is saying what I'm thinking. If they don't like my driving, they can just go ahead and eat some shit.
Eat shit! You eat shit! Is there anything worse you can wish upon somebody? Ultimately. Even saying something like, I hope you fucking die, to me isn't quite as bad as I hope you eat shit. I think I would rather die. Although, with a little wasabi.